The rangers say it's just woods and mountains and frozen lakes with lots of snow and ice.
And the grumpkins and the snarks, Tyrion said. Let us not forget them, Lord Snow, or else what's that big thing for?
Don't call me Lord Snow. The dwarf lifted an eyebrow.
Would you rather be called the imp? Let them see that their words can cut you, and you'll never be free of the mockery. If they want to give you a name, take it. Make it your own. Then they can't hurt you with it any more.
He gestured with his stick.
Come, walk with me. They'll be serving some vile stew in the common hall by now. I could do with a bowl of something hot.
John was hungry too, so he fell in beside Lannister and slowed his pace to match the dwarf's awkward, waddling steps. The wind was rising, and they could hear the old wooden buildings creaking around them, and in the distance a heavy shutter banging, over and over, forgotten. Once there was a muffled thump as a blanket of snow slid from a roof and landed near them.
"I don't see your wolf," Lannister said as they walked.
"I chain him up in the old stables when we're training. They board all the horses in the east stables now, so no one bothers him. The rest of the time he stays with me. My sleeping cell is in Harden's Tower."
"That's the one with the broken battlement, no? Shattered stone in the yard below, and a lean to it, like our noble King Robert after a long night's drinking. I thought all those buildings had been abandoned."